Today we will be talking about Dungeons and Dragons, and we are here included by Chloe.
Hello, guys.
And the thing is, we never played it, and we want to though.
We just have no friends to play it.
Yeah. And it takes forever to finish, but we like legit have no friends that even own it. So we want to, like,
We
yeah,
want to
but
play it.
for those that are like us and didn't really know much of it, we did search up the definition. This is a definition. Dungeons and Dragons, commonly abbreviated as D&D, is a fantasy tabletop role-playing game originally designed by Guy Gax, I'm sorry if I pronounce that wrong, and Dave Arntzen. It was first published in 1974 by Tactical, I'm sorry, my speaking is not good today, Studios Rules Inc. The game has been published by Wizard of the Coast, now a subsidiary of Hasbro. Since 1997, it was derived from miniature war games with a variation of the 1971 game Chainmail serving as the initial rule system. D&D's publication is commonly recognized as the beginning of modern role-playing games and the role-playing game industry. So pretty much if D&D didn't come out, we wouldn't have most of the role-playing games we have now.
That is weird to think of.
Yeah, by the way, Chloe's eating. She's eating dinner, so you might hear her sometimes.
My fault.
Actually, one thing that Chloe didn't know, but I knew because I watched Stranger Things, it was actually from Stranger Things. Like, it's in it, not from it, but it's in the show. Anything you got to say about that, Chloe?
Have never seen it and I want to.
So you're planning
Yes,
on watching it?
but every time I want to watch it, I'm never in the mood to watch it.
Oh my God. Oh, by the way, guys, we forgot to say, we have an Instagram now. It's the same as the title of this podcast, but no space. And I'm the only one signed into it right now because Chloe didn't want to sign into it right now.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to message us, give us ideas for the next podcast, organize something where you can be in the podcast or anything, you can do that. So, Stranger Things, they played the 1984 expert edition in Mike's basement with Lucas, Will, and obviously Mike. There's an expert edition. Like, it's weird that they didn't call it special edition or like gold edition like we have nowadays. They called it expert edition.
That's weird. Never heard of it. I don't know.
Yeah. So that is really and we they actually used game's elements and monsters to describe and explain unknown forces that plagued Hawkins, the town that they lived in. So, from my understanding, most of the monsters that were in Stranger Things were actually in the game.
Wait, that's what? I didn't know
Yeah,
that.
that's like obviously I've never looked at Dungeons and Dragons. Like, I've seen the board game, but I've never looked into it more.
Have
But
watched people play it a little bit. I have.
I have not.
But I don't know the rules that much.
I've only, like, listened. I've only seen it on Stranger Things. That's the only thing I've seen it in.
I have seen it in
And
TikTok. People
actually,
talk
I
about
know
it.
that, Stranger Things actually has a D&D role-playing game starter set.
Really?
And they sell it, yeah.
That's cool. I want to go look at
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, maybe after this we can have a look at it, and maybe Christmas is coming up in a few months, Chloe, you know.
Hey, my birthday's coming up, so wink, wink, Brody.
No, 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 you don't need Dungeons & Dragons, only I do.
No. That's not how it works.
The thing is, if you search up Dungeons & Dragons, a lot of the things that actually come up are mostly Stranger Things related.
I don't know much about Stranger Things, so...
Yeah. There's actually, like, a lot of tutorials on YouTube and crap talking about it and, like, talking you through how to play it. It's so crazy how old it is. Like, 1974. What?
I know. And especially people still talk about it. Unlike other games that die out pretty fast.
Yeah, and if you go on Wikipedia and actually look at it, it says years active, 1974 to present. So it's not like it has died off or anything.
I do gotta admit that I like the dice, is how many different, like you can get the triangle one, the hexagon, I think they're called. I don't know the names of the fucking dice. D20, yeah. I think they call someone. Think?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I love the dice. I love the dice.
Yeah. And so I think, don't quote me on this, the most recent board game that they did bring out is a Stranger Things one, but the one before that is the 5th edition one that they actually bring out in 2014.
Holy shit.
Oh, excuse me. Don't swear.
I didn't swear.
God, okay, whatever you want to believe. But, yeah, that's like, it's quite a big game. And going back to the nerd side of our podcast, we want to figure out whether it is a nerdy game or not. So, back to the definition of a nerd, they're pretty much technical, abstract. They like science fiction or fantasy, which is
the game.
D&D. Shy, quirky, pandemic, and unattractive. So we don't really use that here, but if they're shy, they can like choose who they want to play with in D&D.
Yeah, in D&D, you basically build your own character. So you can choose your character to be a shy character too, if you want. I know that.
If I'm being totally honest, I feel like D&D is a bit of both.
Yeah.
Not nerdy, sometimes nerdy. But for the sake of the podcast, I would class it as nerdy.
I would class it as 50-50.
You think it's 50-50?
Yeah, well, if you play D&D, do you class it as nerdy? Because I play video games, and people might think that's nerdy.
Gamer girl over here.
People might think that's nerdy, and to me, I don't think that's nerdy.
Yeah.
So I think it really depends on the person.
Yeah, but the thing is, that would... If you're thinking in that mindset, then everything is 50-50.
Yeah, it basically is.
Well, what's the point of this podcast?
Oh, I'm supposed to have a... Alright, my views are different to yours. And they were always going to be different to yours. But...
Pretty much our audience is going to be split between Chloe and Brody then.
But it's true. It really depends on the person who's looking at it or thinking of it. See, on your side, you see it as a nerdy. I see it as a normal game to play, like a board game, like Monopoly and all that. I just see it as a normal game.
I see it as like a nerdy sort of game, so... I think it's actually because of our generations as well.
Yeah, probably, but I just see it as
you're 10 years older than me, pretty much.
Almost. basically.
Almost.
Yeah, but I just see it as a normal game.
Yeah. Well, now we'll start, since we figured out whether it's nerdy or not nerdy, we didn't really figure it out thanks to you, Chloe. We will continue our conversation onto the random sort of side of it.
Yeah.
But Chloe has something to say about it.
The random
she
stuff.
Actually picked out our topic for the random sort of talking.
Yeah, okay. So the other day I was in the car with my brother. And he was starting, he was listening to the radio, okay? And the radio said, guys, I think, no, girls can't have guy friends, just as best friends. They can't. And I think that's weird, because my brother was agreeing to it.
That is so incorrect, because if that was the case, all my friends are like, not my friends.
Yeah, I
like
know.
80% of my friends are girls.
I know, and I'm like, I have a guy friend, but I don't see him in a relationship or anything. I just see him as a friend. That actually might sound like a friend zone, but it sounds like a friend zone yeah. thing, but it's not. It's that we don't see each other. Me and him don't really see each other in a relationship way.
Well, actually, one of, like, I don't know if we can call him a scientist, but this guy called Dave Matthews answered this question, this exact question. A guy and a girl can be friends, but at one point or another, they will fall for each other. Maybe temporarily, maybe at the wrong time, maybe too late, or maybe forever. The short answer is yes, you can just be friends, but don't expect smooth sailing.
That's what I said to my brother. That's exactly what I said. I said to him, guys and girls can be friends, but sometimes it does go in a relationship way and it doesn't last.
Yeah.
But nope.
Exactly.
He's got the answer. Nope. A full-on argument over it too. Legit.
Was him and his girlfriend friends before?
No. They met each other on Tinder.
Oh my god. I'm sorry to anyone out there that has Tinder or anything, but yeah.
Yeah.
My brother and his girlfriend met each other on Tinder, so.
Basically, nowadays everyone meets each other off Tinder or another dating website.
Yeah, I met my little sister off Tinder.
Man, they actually should make an app for that, a brother for a day or a sister for a day.
No, they have that on YouTube now, apparently. They have, like, dad for a day or something. And
holy shit, like, they can hire people for a day?
Yeah.
I know over in Japan, you can hire a family. I know that.
Well, one of our cousins, I don't want to disclose much of his info, but let's just say, like, he has some shoes, and he actually, he didn't have a dad or a big brother, but his mum has hired Big Brother for a day, where they bring him out for, like, ice cream, to watch a movie, and that sort of stuff, and they act like his big brother.
I didn't even know that app actually exists.
Yeah, it's like you said it as a joke, and then I'm like, yep, it exists.
Like, because I've already got a brother and sister. You already got a brother and sister.
Oh, I've
but
got five.
My brother and sister are annoying. I need a brother or a sister that agrees with me whatever I do.
Yeah.
Like, I am the total opposite with my family. Like, with my mum, my brother, my sister. I like gaming. They don't.
So pretty much you guys are just the exact opposites with everything.
Yeah. And then I, like, even the games I play, like, My brother only plays football if he plays Xbox. Sometimes he does, but he only
That's
plays...
boring.
Yeah, he only plays Xbox. Oh, if he plays Xbox, he's only playing the football one.
Yeah.
Rugby League 3.
Well, it's like, I still don't know what he, like, why it's so bad to have girls as friends when you're a guy, or guys as friends when you're a girl.
Yeah, maybe, now that you think, like, listen to it over, it could be like how you said in the thing, that it turns into a relationship later on.
Yeah, or they fall for each other, like, maybe temporarily, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe that's it, because when a guy always is friends with a girl, or a girl is friends with a guy, it always turns into a relationship. Always.
Mm.
Like, I had a friend who was dating their younger sister. They split it up, but her sister and her ex was best friends, and
that sounded so wrong because you said they had a friend who was dating their younger sister.
Oh my gosh. No. Okay. The younger sister was dating this guy, and he was actually friends with the older sister. And then
that sounds better.
The younger sister split it up with him, and then the oldest started dating him.
Yeah. Okay.
Basically, like, 2 months after they split up, but they were friends a lot longer.
Yeah.
But.
Well, shall we end the podcast here?
I guess so.
It's about 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to end it by saying we are going to be uploading on, for Australian time, where we're from, Saturday, Sunday,
isn't it
Wednesdays.
Easter time?
I don't know. Pacific? It's Australian time. We're like one day ahead of American time. So just think of it like that. So Americans will have our podcast episodes on, this is American time,
Thursday,
Friday, Saturday, and Tuesday. But for Australians, it will be Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then be sure to check out our Instagram account, which is at isitthatnerdy. We have Spotify podcasts you might be listening on here, so we also have it on Anchor. Yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say. Any comments?
No.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening for today's podcast. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.